Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck. Or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge. Upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Football, fighting, and full-on nonsense. The Stephen Howson Podcast. Manchester.
Good evening, everybody. Stephen Howson. This is the Stephen Howson Podcast, and I'm on my own. Ben said he's running late. He's just had some stuff to do at his mum's, so he's on his way as soon as possible, and we'll be here as soon as possible. But I thought, you know what, I'm not going to keep you lot waiting because he's fucking about. I'm going to get going live. So I mentioned on here a little bit earlier, I'm going to do a little bit of a Q&A until Ben gets here, and then we've got the usual stuff, and we're going to be talking a lot about Liverpool, a little bit about how we want to see each other play, or how we want to see United play, how we actually will play, starting 11, score predictions. Ben's got a little thing where he wants to talk about some players who had promise and like where are they now. We're going to talk about United Player of the Year. We're going to do the pizza review, we're going to do all that sort of stuff as usual as well. So I'm going to get into the comments and see what's going. Evening, Jay. Joe says, just me who's worried about the next two games. The next two games are season defining. If we fuck it up against Sevilla, there's no excuse. We have to get past Sevilla. I think the quarterfinals is our minimum expectation. What's crazy is that I don't think the semifinals is a minimum expectation. I think that we're probably quarterfinal level at the moment. So we have to hit the quarterfinals. We might get lucky and end up in the semi-final, and then, you know, who knows what goes on after that. But we have to get to the quarterfinals. No excuses. And Liverpool's a big game. Liverpool's always a big game. But it's a big game because we're not chasing. We're not really chasing City. We're in our own little fight now with Liverpool and maybe Spurs and Chelsea. And I think that if we beat Liverpool, we put a gap between ourselves and Liverpool. Last week, we put a gap between ourselves and Chelsea. This week, let's put a gap between ourselves and Liverpool, and let's see what happens. Let's really go for it. We got nothing to lose in this, as far as I'm concerned. McLaren says, what happened to Ball Street? Well, I asked what you're talking about in terms of what do you mean. He says, barely uploading anymore. Ball Street's going to be fine, my friend, and there's something really good coming. The new social club, I'm not sure if it's going to still be called social club, but essentially the premise of the social club. I'll be on with Machin as of Monday. Something good coming soon, so make sure to keep an eye out for that one. But it's going to be good. I think you're going to enjoy it. I got a little bit of a cold at the moment, so I apologise if I'm going to be sniffing up all the way through this. Colm says, do I think United will win on the weekend? I think it'll be a draw. I just hope we go for it, to be honest. Jake says, do I think Timbo will ever make it as a midfielder? It depends where he gets his opportunity, doesn't it? If he gets his opportunity at United as a right-back, he's going to take his opportunity as a right-back, but he's certainly good enough. Simply Chris Like says, did you get much joy with the furniture for the studio? Yes, I'm going to talk a little bit more about the studio when Ben gets here. But yes, we now have two chairs. Woo! One desk in there at the moment, and young Abdul is meeting me there in the morning, and we're going to go and scav a couple more desks that we've managed to get really cheaply. So we've got a couple of desks and one of them big IKEA shelving units, and a whiteboard for Dave, mostly. So we're going to have all that in there tomorrow. I'm going to be taking a computer in there tomorrow and some other bits and pieces. We are slowly getting in there. I'm hoping to have my cladding done maybe in a couple of weeks, somewhat along those lines. At the moment, the focus is soundproofing, because those of you who are in the Patreon group know I've done a couple of lives from in there already at the moment. and the echo is horrifically bad. So soundproofing is the number one priority for us at the moment. We're going to have carpet in the studio side and in the office side of stuff. We're going to have a 3G, like AstroTurf type stuff, and that'll help with the soundproofing massively. Will my pizza from last week be on here? No, it will not. You have to send your pizza on Thursday, and I retweet them, and it's the ones that I retweeted that end up going on here. Who's the better midfielder, McTominay? Oh, hang on. Little Legendary 628. This was a belter of a question. Sorry, I'm doing my own head in here, sniffing up. Legendary 628. Who's the better midfielder, McTominay versus Goss versus Willock? If not, what they both offer differently? Goss. And then Willock's more dynamic than McTominay. I think Willock and McTominay both got misused massively by the under-23s, and they got used as false nines, number nines, and target men because they're both big lads. And I thought Willock coped with being the number nine better. It rounded out his game. So when he come back to midfield, he says he didn't feel like he enjoyed it, and he was weirded out. And actually, Goss says he didn't enjoy it when he was moved to centre-half. I actually thought it would be the other way back. I thought as you move back, you'd have more time. But I think because they're so used to playing in certain positions, they just really wanted to play midfield, which I found it fascinating, actually. But I do think Gossie is the top of those. I put Willock literally just a little bit above McTominay, in all honesty. Goss is very Carrick-ish. What he's doing at Rangers is almost Pirlo-ish. Banging free kicks in, spraying the ball all over the place. They're absolutely in love with him at Rangers. Willock's a little bit more combative. Willock's a proper box-to-box number eight. I see him having that little edge and that little X factor to do something and beat a man and have the confidence to beat a man. McTominay, it's very safe. He's doing the basics really well at United at the moment, but that's the order I would put them in. Actually, it's crazy, isn't it? Because you think, there's two players United have allowed to either go out on loan or go out permanently. Probably better footballers, but timing is everything in youth football. It's crazy, isn't it? Antonio says, is a 1-0 smash and grab shithouse performance the best result we can get so we can boil the piss out of the Liverpool fans? Yeah, man. Mitchell says, how's his new hairstyle in the thumbnail? Listen, you lot had the opportunity to see me going bald tonight. Ben was going to shave my head tonight live on this podcast if we'd have got the Patreon group up to 150. I can't remember what we was on. We was in the 70s. We was in the 70s. We got to 109, so we're pretty close. I'm willing to extend it if you guys are up for it. Till next week. 150 by Thursday next week. Head shaved. If you're down for that. And I'll talk a little bit more about what you get for being in the Patreon group a little bit later on. Do I reckon Jose will stick McTominay on Salah, says Synth Magician. I did a Liverpool preview. It was fucking banging. I used a little bit of footage. I didn't use any goals, thinking that's what always gets me pulled. It's been pulled. I'm really annoyed. I don't know whether to redo it or not, or whether to just mention it all in tonight's video, essentially. I wanted to see us go with a 4-2-2, and I wanted us to see us play Michael Carrick alongside Matic for his ability on the ball, and also to track the runs of Salah and Mane as they come in. But if it is McTominay on Salah, the 4-2-2 is a really good system to use against a back three, but the way Liverpool line up obviously isn't a back three. They religiously play 4-3-3. You use that to sort of stop the middle, and it's good against the back three because when there's a back three, there's a higher number of players in midfield generally. But because of the way Liverpool sort of bypass their own midfield, they hold the ball, they hold possession with their fullbacks and their centre-half. I like the idea of using our two number sixes to track those two inside runners and then cut the supply off a little bit further up, harass their centre-halves with Rashford and Lukaku in possession. And I actually think the 4-2-2 would really work well against this Liverpool side. Dave's on a similar sort of vibe. Actually, we spoke about this today, and he thinks the 4-4-2 diamond, which is only the middle doing that, isn't it, would be the system to go. But I think we're both on the same wavelength, that two strikers to sort of put the pressure on the centre-halves is the way to go forward with it. So I'm really interested to see how Mourinho lines this up on Saturday. Sam says, I'm not getting notifications for your video. Listen, mate, everybody, you need to hit the subscribe button, and you need to hit the bell next to it, and you'll see YouTube's added this crazy little drop down menu off their own back, which says some notifications, no notifications, or every single video. And it's random, I think, in terms of what you get. Because I get some notifications for channels that I barely even watch, but I don't get notifications for channels that I do watch. It's madness. So if you want notifications, oh, and you may have noticed we are back on the podcast channel with the 4,000 or so subscribers. The little test didn't work. We get the same number of views over here as we do over there. And the way the YouTube algorithm works, that a bad video, you know, in terms of numbers, which the podcast is technically a bad video because it doesn't have the crazy titles that people want to click on, because they're generally madness and the thumbnail is generally madness, then it doesn't do as well in numbers. But it's got a cult audience, you motherfuckers, and I like that, so it's staying here, which I'm happy about, to be honest, because it means I can do a lot more stuff with this channel, and that's what the studio's for, to be honest, and you're in for an absolute fucking treat, trust me. Alex is saying, and he's dropped a super chat in, what a ledge, he's saying 2-1 United. I don't know if we will keep a clean sheet with Superman in net, but I would like to think we could keep a clean sheet with Superman in net. If you are watching, please give it a like. We're at 200 watching, only 36 likes. Give that thing a like. Really nervous, says Ash ahead of Saturday. I hate saying it, but I don't see us winning. Never been confident going into a game against the Scousers. I tend to agree, to be honest. I'm not very excited. I am excited about it, but not very confident about it. Joe Dawson says, favourite YouTuber at the moment? Peter McKinnon, probably. Peter McKinnon's doing absolute brilliant stuff with tutorials, and I'm learning a lot watching him. Go check him out. The guy went from like 6,000 subs to over 1 million. He's almost at 2 million in... Oh, I've just broke my pen. I don't know why I've got a pen. 15 month? Something bananas like that? Absolutely mind-blowing growth. Fair play to the guy. Governor Bandicoot says, hey Steve, congrats on a new studio. When will we see a podcast from there? Very soon. Very soon. We sort of talked about it and touched upon it a little bit, that this podcast might stay here. And the reason that this might stay here is just because of the way everything works with my family life and all the rest of that sort of stuff. And the time that this goes out, it's more convenient for us to keep this podcast here, and with Ben, the job Ben got and all the rest of that sort of stuff. This time works for us. Getting in and out of town, all that sort of stuff at 9 o'clock every single Thursday. Not necessarily convenient. There will be podcasts on the Stephen Howson podcast channel coming from the studio as soon as it's ready to shoot, which I'm hoping is in a couple of weeks. As I said, soundproofing is the major drama at the moment. But you're going to get a lot of content from there, so I wouldn't worry about it. Why does my review get more than McCola? I don't know. Do I think Milinkovic, Savic and Fabinho would be considered good signings for the summer? Yes, I do. My nose is dripping. Yeah, they'd be fantastic. RJ666 says, Pogba and Lukaku arguing a lot last game. Is it healthy for a team? I personally love Lukaku's drive to win every game. Yes, I think he's mentioned himself, hasn't he? That he's a little general on the pitch, or a sergeant on the pitch, I think he mentioned. Yeah, absolutely. You want players bollocking each other. I think there's not enough of that character in the game. If you look at Rio and Vidic and Van der Sar and Evra and that, they're bollocking each other. Gary Neville especially as well. You're screaming at each other. That's where that winning mentality comes from. I like it. Look at the things that Sanchez has said since he's come here from Arsenal, and what's been said by Mkhitaryan going there about the pressures and stuff. It's Manchester United. Winning mentality is needed. Would I play Rashford at the weekend, even though thought he played well on Monday, says Declan. He was in my starting 11. We'll get into that when we do the starting 11s with Ben in a little bit. But he was in my starting 11 for that tenacity and the pressure that he can put on a centre-half. But we'll get into that in a little bit when we talk about the starting 11s. Do I think Bailly will start? I am praying to the God that I don't believe in that Bailly starts. Why don't any of the pundits... I can see where this is going. This is obviously about Spurs. I've lost where the comment is. Hold up. Why didn't any of the pundits criticise Spurs yesterday? Not one bad word against them. You could tell they was gutted. They had a whole narrative already set up about this Spurs team overcoming Juventus, and is that another? They was gutted. I fucking loved it. Am I confident for Saturday, says Joe? No, mate. Would I bench Sanchez and McTominay for Marshall and Mata versus the Scousers? I think Mata deserves to play, but I didn't pick him in my starting 11. Marshall... arguably should play and would have played if he was fit, but I don't think he's fit. Where did I get the jumper? Megastore. Midfielders are worried versus Liverpool. It's too slow. It lacks speed and tenacity. Any of hope for Herrera to be fit? No, I don't believe so. I agree. Herrera would have been great in this one. That's why I think the 4-2-2 might work. Do I think Bay and Lindelof would be a good club duo? Eventually, I think it's possible, yes. I can hear the dog going nuts, so I am imagining Benny's just arrived. Favourite United-Liverpool memory? Probably the FA Cup final, 96. Did I see that dude with a banana on a pizza? What was all that abomination? We are going to talk about that shit later. Don't you worry. When we get to the pizza review, we are definitely talking about that. I almost want to throw up in my mouth looking at it. Dave says, just ordered a pizza for today. Hope it comes soon. Perfect, mate. That's what we want. Ricardo says, banana on a fucking pizza. Yeah, we are going to get into that one. Ash says, Goss, especially for what we need. Yes, Goss is a great player. Obviously, we were talking about that a second ago. Do you think McTominay will make it at the highest level, or do you think Ben will be talking about how he disappeared in 10 years, said Colm? Don't know. Can Ben make a music podcast / segment? I think he'd really enjoy doing that, to be honest.
Yeah,
and,
man.
And he's just walked up in here now, as if that was like planned and shit. So,
what's going on, Rob?
So there you go. You got a question off Sam. Can you make a music or podcast segment? Maybe that's how we get you started on YouTube.
Yeah, no, I had the conversation, like, because I do like music, though.
Fucking hell. Breath.
Nah.
It's like he's cracking up the top of the stairs.
Floors the other day before I was fucked. I have talked about that's probably like one thing that I maybe do, but
I think you'd do that one.
It's like I'd have to have the time to listen to a project all the way through, whether it be like
do it weekly either, do you? You can do it irregular.
Yeah, I guess. But there's that much new music that puts out now.
What do you reckon?
And the fact that because
drop a like if you think Ben should start his own regular thing. We've got a place to go do it now, haven't we?
Yes, so fine. Yeah, could do pre-record it. So it's fine.
You don't have to necessarily be a live one.
But the I was thinking that in terms of people who put albums out now, if you ever noticed, they're built for streaming because obviously you don't sell physical copies. So people put out like 25, 30, 40 double discs, you know what I mean?
Shit.
Double albums just because they maximise the revenue from streaming.
I'm doing my own head in here.
Whereas, but it's too much, it's too saturated. They just put in anything out rather than, you know,
quality 6 or 7.
But we'll see when Prime 2 drops next week.
Oh, I saw a freestyle this morning from a 10-minute one from Royce.
Yeah.
It was sick.
Yeah, I know. He's my all-time favourite.
Hearts fans were in love with Mitchell's shame. He picked up an injury. Yeah, that is a shame. He was for lying. He looked Marcelo-ish recently, didn't he? He looked absolutely fantastic.
He's only playing in public, you know.
Do we have a buyback clause on Sean Goss? I'm not sure if it's public or not, but yes. I'm happy that Arsenal won means Wenger stays on. I only saw the result as it came
Milan is shit, though, let's be fair.
Well, they spent tons, didn't they? Actually, Gattuso's done pretty well with them of late.
I don't know.
Fucking knows,
They're like eighth or something. Supposedly in a similar position in Serie A to what Arsenal are in the Premier League.
Yeah, I guess. McLaren says, if we win this weekend like we did the other night, I'll be in hospital. Shit, yeah. Can you imagine that?
Nah, you know what score it's going to be.
Jaden's had a game today at school. Misses a pen with 5 minutes to go. Mm. It's a semi-final. Oh. They have to go through to a final, don't they? And he goes, I was so mad with myself. He goes, I just started tear-arsing around everything. When he's like tear-arsing, he goes, I just started charging around, trying to get hold of everything, didn't it? And he goes, and then I just found myself on the edge of the box with a ball, but he's on the left side. If any of you know Jaden, his left foot's used for standing while he pisses. That's about it. He's no left foot at all. Is that the opposite of Giggs? And he goes, so I hit it with the outside of my foot. He goes, it's hit the joint and bounced in off the bar. Nice. 1-3-2 in the last minute. And I'm like, that's better than a penalty. That's better than a penalty.
See it, no?
No, I was in the car talking to you.
Right. What, while he was playing?
Yeah.
While you should have been watching it?
I didn't know where the pitch was. I didn't know where the pitch was. I turned up, I had a walk about, and I was
like... Was it Tameside Cup?
Yeah.
Or ass. Won that a few times. Got banned as well. Not me.
Devin Mitchell was brilliant for Hart, says Ash. Yep. Mourinho should set up like he did versus Chelsea. We're in for a shock. I think we're in for a shock. We'll talk about that when we get in the starting 11. So I'm going to get onto that in a bit. How you want to see us play starting 11, score predictions, all that shit.
Bored talking about United. I'll like close to just going supporting Curzon or something. Fucking hell off.
Full on skinhead shot back inside. Nope. If we get to the 150, we are on 109, or we was on 109 when we started this evening.
We switched it back to the podcast channel.
Yes, we are back on the podcast channel. I was sort of in the middle of telling them what the reasoning behind it was. We are on 110, So we are 40 away. By Thursday, if you're getting me there by Thursday...
Oh, have you extended the deadline?
I've extended the deadline. Twice you've had it extended. But we're getting close, so it might happen. So you got till Thursday next week, and Ben will shave my shit right on air.
Yeah.
Leave the beard.
In a crooked fashion.
No.
Do you want to get some threading done next week, by the way?
No,
need some models.
Am I confident for Saturday? Says Joe, no.
Do you not like threading? Really. I get my... Look, my beard's threaded now. Like
on the edges. Like, I have it cut-throated.
Yeah, I do.
I need a trim. I've gone hobo look at the moment.
Cut-throat don't do it. Like, it lasts for like a day. If that, it grows back at the night. But like, get my Mrs. Fred's mine now. It lasts for 2 weeks, this whole thing here. And it's a little bit painful. Like, around the top part, you know, bit of your...
Yeah, I'm probably going to pass.
Come on, get it done.
I could do that on the neck, actually.
Nah, you can't thread the neck.
Can you?
No, fuck that. That'll be well painful.
I don't know what it is.
Threading.
People talking here about Ashley. I've kind of seen it, yeah, but I don't really know.
Yeah, it's basically, it pulls the hair out of the root.
Yeah, no. Not down for that. Studio looks good. Yeah, you'd have seen on Instagram, I put it on Twitter as well, a little bit of a teaser. At the moment, it's an echoey... storage unit, essentially, till we start getting stuff in, but soundproofing is the priority. You better be able to see it, but in here, look at the fucking mess that's left as I've took it off. I think that's because the roofing is like got a rough finish on it. It's got a flatter finish in there, because Dave shit himself. Well, it was on there as well, and it's not done the same there, but it's flatter.
Oh, right.
So I think it's just because it's a rough finish. Salah versus Young.
Can't you put a board on it? Like a bit of...
Not where it's all these mad angles...
Yeah, just like a bit of plywood or something. Have you not done your first video from the studio yet?
No, because it's still too echoey. So soundproofing is the number one priority at the moment. Van Dijk versus Lukaku, big battle. I think Lukaku wins that if he's able to get him isolated, definitely.
He's a good defender, Van Dijk. But he's informing Lukaku in a minute.
Yeah, he's
feeling confident.
Right, yeah. And look at the passion the guy shows when we score goals.
He's a winner.
He goes madder than I do, I think.
He's a winner, that's why. You know what I mean? He's constantly trying to better himself.
Oh, his 100th Premier League goal against Liverpool. Yeah. Maybe gets his 103rd against Liverpool this weekend.
What, that'll mean that's...
Can you imagine?
I mean, have to score four.
I'm hearing it. But can you imagine?
Yeah, but you know what score it's going to be?
It's fucking doze of mine.
You know what score it's going to be?
1-0.
0-0.
All right, yeah, probably. Yeah.
Jose, right? We'll take...
We're going to get into that in a bit. I'm just trying to get through these questions to try and get back up to date or a little bit up to date. Spurs did bottle it. I did laugh. Did you laugh?
I don't know about bottling it. It's just like... They were better team and then Juve hit him. But why Ben Davies playing that deep?
Jordan says, get Ben to say Scouse cunts.
Scouse cunts.
Would love to see Bay and Shaw starting over Smalling and Young. Please. Although I do think Bay will play alongside...
I don't think he will.
Probably alongside Smalling, in all honesty. Do you like Brockhampton?
Who? Stop asking me. Yeah. Oh, Nipsey Hussle album. Do you know what? I started listening to the Nipsey Hussle album because I heard the intro and that was like proper hard. And then I didn't really get a chance to listen to the other one. Stringers, if you go on my Twitter, I've retweeted the Royce freestyle on Funk Flex.
Will says, just became a Patreon.
Good man.
Nice one, mate. That must have been the one that went to 110. We're 40 away from a skinhead live on air. Another Will says, our fullback's the biggest problem. We don't need wide wingers if our fullbacks can provide width and cross. That's where Liverpool have got it with. Is it Gomez and Robertson? Like, pretty.
Robertson's done well for him since he's come in.
From nowhere, essentially, and they're doing pretty well for them.
He's been working behind the scenes, I guess. I mean, that Moreno dog shit.
Do we really think we can go through Sevilla? Yes, absolutely. Alex Rincon says, Alexandro looked fantastic last night against Spurs. I thought he looked a little bit sloppy at times, to be honest with you, mate. But there's not. I like Goulam, actually, from Napoli. He'd be the one I'd go with if I could.
Is he centre half?
Goulam. Yeah. Oh, I'm doing my own editing here with this. Royce's freestyle was dope. I've lost that wherever that was. There it is. Amma. Yeah, Wilt number 110 on Patreon.
Black Thought. Have you seen that?
Thoughts on Rick Ross. Rick Ross as in the Rick Ross the rapper or Freeway Ricky Ross, the actual guy fucking nugget stole his name from?
He's not a nugget, he's a good rapper.
Yeah, he's a good nugget, mate.
He's been in hospital, hasn't he? 50 Cent is like the king of trolling. They've obviously had documented beef and then 50 Cent just put up a picture of Ivan Drago. If he dies, he dies.
Oh, shit.
he don't give a fuck. Well, but then Conor McGregor's been having a go at 50 this week on his Instagram. You see it? He posted something about being on the Forbes list and all that and saying, I told Ronaldo in 2016 I'll be above him. Shout out to Diddy and Jay-Z, blah, blah, blah. 50, don't see you in there, you old ass. I can't tag you on Instagram because you're 50-year-old self blocking me on Instagram, blah, blah. Must have, yeah. And he said, anyway, I still listen to your old songs. Ha ha. Yeah, someone tell 50 about this. And then 50 just posted a picture of a leprechaun in a suit. And Lynn's like, yeah, whatever. And Floyd's going to beat your ass up and down the street again. You want that rematch? I'll make it happen for you and all this sort of shit. So, yeah.
My days. Matthew says, Shaw has to start on Saturday. Yeah, we're definitely going to get into that. No, I probably won't. I will look like Ragnar from Vikings. When I have a head shape. If I left the middle more, yeah, and, well, it was a cool-looking motherfucker. The tattoo in the back of my head for it as well. Stick some egg boxes up, best soundproofing. with Jose taking Young off, do you reckon he sees Young being shit positionally now? I hope so.
Didn't he... get a bit of a knock, though?
I have no idea. Gaming Minute says, what the fuck is Sam Homewood doing on CITV? That's his job.
Doing his job?
Yeah, that's his job. I don't know what to tell you. He's a TV presenter. Gets gunged and shit. He's like a legit TV, children's TV presenter. Gets gunged and, is dead happy all the time. What's going on with Luke Shaw?
He's not playing.
Has there been any traction in getting Ben employed at Papa John's? That wasn't what we was aiming for.
No, I don't want a job. I just want pizza. No, I've not had a pizza this week. I don't think. Although, did you not see what I tagged you in before? I was chatting to my mate at work, and he goes, oh, that... what's it called? Summit Zero? Neapolitan pizza?
Oh, yeah, I saw something.
In Chortland. Have you seen the images on that? Look at that.
It looks sick.
Fit.
Oh, you want to see? There's so many pizza places. There's
It's opposite Thingy, Sacred Heart.
There's one two doors down from us. A real sick one. And there's loads all over Northern Quarter as well. Absolutely belt.
Let me see if I can get the images on this and I'll show you.
I like Grimaldo from Benfica at left back. Thought he played well in both games against us. There's a little bit of dodge sometimes, isn't it, by buying players from Portugal. Sometimes they can be amazing, sometimes they're shit. If we get you to 150, you get your hair cut. If we don't, Ben gets his cut.
Yeah.
I like it. I don't think Ben does. Thoughts on Lukaku All-Star, what was that?
All-Star.
We haven't had a podcast since then, have we?
No.
It takes the worst aspect of international football where you have to watch your favourite players playing alongside people you fucking hate, but it does it without the competitive aspect that at least international football does have. And we've said it, international football, when it takes it out of the normal season, fucking blows. Tournaments are sick because the tournament's at the end of it and there's a prize there. But no, it's just nonsense.
I think he was in New York, wasn't he? And was he going watching All Star Weekend?
Maybe.
Oh no, I think the All Star Weekend may have just
probably
been
some commercial shit with someone who'd just been there. And
he signed for a thingy. Jay-Z's.
Oh yeah, he signed for Jay-Z's.
Is it Rock Nation?
Yeah, sports thingy. Yeah.
Yeah. Look at these pizzas. Look at that as well.
Sight. Oh yeah. Oh, it's definitely fresh.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, there was definitely like fresh. There was like some.
Very much like Rudy's.
Yeah, there was some thing I found on the internet before, and I was like, "Damn!" Even like the salad board looked fucking sick.
I'm on Janine's meal prep at the moment.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Is that why your nose is fucked?
I don't think so.
Do you know what? Oh, mate, I drink apple cider vinegar in the morning. I was supposed to do it 3 times a day, just like a spoonful.
Who even are you anymore?
Hey, my missus gets these things basically.
Yeah, tell her fuck off.
Yeah, but she does, man. A cousin's got it in a red, yeah. Well, a cousin's like does all this like holistic like remedies and stuff. Like when she was proper ill, she said, "Now you need to eat bone broth. You need to eat bone broth soup." So you like, you know, cook the chicken and eat the broth and everything like that. And you put fresh turmeric, fresh all these things, all these ingredients. And she had it constantly. It made her way better than like conventional medicine did. So then her husband got told he's got diabetes. So she goes, "Nah, fuck this, I'm not having that." So she basically starved him for 5 days, just gave him water and stuff like that. Did some other shit as well, not just that. But then, now he's not going no more.
Well, you can potentially do that because you can switch over to a ketogenic diet, which I think does have a benefit with diabetes and stuff, doesn't it?
But yeah, but this is like drastic measures just to get rid of it straight away. That's but then she's now crazy, now man. She's saying like, oh, well, everyone's got like parasites in the body. So 3 billion people in the world apparently have worms.
All right.
Like, you don't know.
Well, you know, and I you think lay it's like 60% of the human body, internal and external, is bacteria. Mm. You got to have a good balance of bacteria.
Yeah, but I don't want worms. Yeah, and that's what, like, apples, you know, you got to flush them out. Got to flush them out and stuff. Like, you know, you get things like ringworm and stuff like that.
Yeah, sorry. It's just a comment I've just seen there. If you get 200 on Patreon, hair and beard gone.
What about hair? 200 for hair and eyebrows, someone said.
I'm not doing my eyebrows, mate. Have you seen how fucking mad I would look at my eyebrows?
That'd be better than that.
Possibility of Cyborg versus Nunes. Fuck, who wins? UFC fans win. That's who wins if we get that fight. Right then, so I think I've
see?
Got to...
Will knows the dance. Apple cider vinegar is good for you.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah, it's not...
I'm still water me at the moment.
Flavouring it.
No, that's just a bottle of
it. Well, you shouldn't drink tap water either.
Oh, shut the fuck up. What was I going to say? Apart from the beer that I had before. Dr. Jabir says, strong evidence for the ketogenic diet reversing type 2 diabetes. I want to try it. I really like a lot of the benefits that I'm hearing, especially in terms of with training. Because obviously, when you're training, you use up glycogen in your muscles. Mm. When you're on a ketogenic diet, you're using your fat stores and you don't ever get the sugar crash that you get when you're eating a carbohydrate and a glycogen-based diet. I really like a lot of the things that I'm hearing about the ketogenic diet, but when I look at what I would be able to eat, I can't figure out how to get enough fucking fat in my diet with it. Because you need, like, avocados and I don't think egg whites is one of them, but it's all mental shit that you've got to be getting in there. MCT oil and all mad stuff like that, and I just can't do it, you know.
It's hard to be like that prepped. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
I just don't physically can't do it.
Have they ever tasted popcorn chicken on a pizza? I've not. I can imagine it's all right though. Elon Musk programmed AI and it had it play Dota 200 to thousands of times, teaching itself how to play. Then it played the best player in the world and got whooped. I don't understand.
Oh, what's Dota?
I don't know. It's news to me. All diet and exercise will reverse type 2 diabetes. All right, check that out. Anyway, right, so there's something I wanted to show you.
Type 2 diabetes is a lifestyle one.
Is it?
Yeah,
I don't know what
it's the non-insulin one.
Do we follow any of the Six Nations in rugby union?
Nope.
Nope, because I wear jeans and not like red fucking chinos.
And fucking cotton trader tops.
Right, here we go. So this guy is called Pavitar Hanspal. Sent me this week.
It's pretty sick, that.
Sick, that, isn't it?
Although it's a bit demonic.
I like it. I was even debating, like, can I curl my moustache up?
Yeah, of course you can. But you need to put stuff in it to make it stick.
I've got beard wax. Some guy sent me some beard wax. Mm-hmm. It's almost there, isn't it?
Yeah.
Almost there.
Yeah, I tried that with mine, but it's not long enough.
So, yeah, this guy sent me this off his back. If people want to fucking send in like fan-made art and bullshit like that, especially if you can do one of me and him sitting on a sofa, that'd be a good one. Send it to us and we'll fucking do a segment.
Send it on the off the cuff, yeah.
Yeah, just out of nowhere, I was like, "Oh, do you like this?" I was like, "I fucking do like that. Yeah, that's fucking quality, mate. Yeah." So nice one to Pavitar. Cheers, lad. If anyone else wants to do anything like that, fucking crack on, man. Someone just said something about the dark web that caught my eye. What do I think of the dark web? I've never been on it. But I wouldn't mind. We should do an episode on that, where we see how far we can get.
I reckon. I know for a fact. I know.
Did you order a hooker? I did. But yes, I did.
I know someone who could get us on it.
Don't you have to have all these mad little tours that fucking mask your IPs and IP addresses and all that kind of shit, so no one can find you?
I'm not carrying a computer on me. I don't know fucking nothing else other than that.
Fucking hell. Yeah.
So, apparently, there's
that won't work if I go bald. It won't work if I go bald. Well, that's a challenge been laid down to you lot. The link is in the description below for the Patreon. We'll talk about it a little bit later on. But essentially, yeah, you got till Thursday to get on that. Right, so Liverpool then. How do you want to see us play? How do you want to see us play? And we'll get into how we will play in a bit.
I don't know, but it's difficult. I would say attack him. But I would you want to see attacking football. You want to be on the edge of your seat and you want to look a thrill a minute. Chances are that would happen and it would end up 3-3 or 5-3, whatever. And then someone's going to win by the odd goal. That'd be more exciting. And it's something that you want to watch because it's like, sometimes it's a bit of a chore watching United.
I understand exactly what you mean. I thought the Chelsea game was a proper good game. I was a lot of people complaining about the first half.
Yeah, I thought the first half. I thought the first half an hour was just. I think we're just too slow. You know, like you watch like teams like you watch PSG Real Madrid game for example.
Sorry, Legendary 6-8 isn't dark web page 50 on Google. Yeah, if anything beyond the first page is
Yeah, but you watch teams. You know, you could probably put City in that category as well, but they've not done it sustained level. But you watch Real Madrid and they're like, oh, been shit all season. Mm. But Champions League comes out, they're so comfortable on the ball. But they don't, even like the passes back, like 10, 15 yard passes, they've got zip in them. Like everything that we do is just ambled, do you know what I mean? And it's like predictable. The movement is just shit.
The movement is getting better with the likes of Lingard and Sanchez being in the team. But I know what you mean. Their passing isn't that level.
It's not dynamic enough. But the movement off the ball is like, you shouldn't. They're passing it and basically standing still, whereas you should be then passing it to create an angle to make a different.
How much
and then
do you think down
space?
To Van Gaal? Because I think I saw that a lot with Van Gaal. Such a rigid structure
of
attacking.
What, 2 years ago, that?
If he coached you at a key stage of your development, you revert back to type all the time.
Yeah, but who's he coached at a key stage of the development?
Martial.
Out at that time. Yeah, but I'm not talking about Martial. I'm talking about more when it's before it gets to the final third, is that build-up play is too slow and it's too predictable. But there's no... I mean, maybe it's the formation is too rigid, but or maybe it's the midfielders aren't mobile enough. But
people are buzzing a little bit off Napoli at the moment, and I did watch a little bit of Napoli this week to do that video me and Dave have done on Jorginho. They move it from goalkeeper to forward. Oh, free passes, and it's fast and it's in behind. And you think with Rashford and Lukaku, if we had, is it one player? Is it a system? Is it a mentality? Whatever they've got, if we had that, Lukaku would be on 40 fucking goals.
I think it's the fact that we seem to take too many touches on the ball. People like to take too many touches on the ball. Like, to get your head up. It's, I think, you know, Jose likes these players to be on the left, on the wings, out wide, and really be, like, structured to that, whereas it maybe...
I don't think we do, though, because we go lopsided. Mata comes in, whoever's on the right is coming in, and Marshall likes to hug the touchline.
Yeah, well, I think...
If we did that both
sides... I think he tells Marshall to hug the touchline. He tells Rashford to hug the touchline. But Sanchez, do what you want.
Yeah.
And then, obviously, the same way... Well, you see where Sanchez gets the ball, it's way too deep.
Oh, God, yeah.
Way too deep.
But even Lukaku, he's not taking him... We're not holding possession higher up the pitch enough,
We're expecting him to do way too much when it's getting knocked up long to him and there's no one around him. I just don't understand, like, obviously the super fit, supreme athletes, proper fit, and they do a lot of running, but is it like, I just don't know how we can... We just think we need to get closer to play. Bit of 1-2, you rip open teams, like, so easy doing that, and I miss it, man.
We have played some sick shit this year.
Oh, no, yeah. I'm not saying that. I mean, on a more consistent basis, but we know what you expect from Jose, and you can't expect any different.
I would be... If it was 3 years, 4 years deep into this team and we were still doing that, I'm going to sit my ass with that. Because at the moment, I'm giving him the benefit of that there's a lot needs changing and a lot needs refreshing, and you can't build it in one window. It needs several windows. It needs several embeddings.
He's had four, hasn't he?
He's had 18 months, really, ultimately. So I still think he needs time. Is the progression still there? Yes.
Yeah. Oh,
but
yeah,
at some point, the progression can't go any further without winning the league. And I think that might be next year. Like, we might come second this year, and we might go, right, well...
Will that
You could probably improve within that and still come second.
I'm moaning about shit that don't really matter because we're second in the league, but still in the Champions League potentially to go through to the quarterfinals or in the quarterfinals of the FA Cup. So if City weren't so far ahead, then you'd be like, you know, it's decent. We're decent, and it's just that, yeah, you've got to grind these results out and then play football when you can. You get into the business end now. So
that's it. You take a shit performance and a 93rd minute winner all day long, don't you, at this stage of the season?
Oh, yeah.
But yeah, you want to get to this stage of the season having had some really good football behind you.
But Monday was shit.
October and Christmas have sort of really took the wind out of
it. If you looked at that first...
And the Newcastle result.
You look at that first half on Monday, you'd be like, they don't look like they're playing for the manager.
I think I tweeted at half-time something like, Jose's got to earn his money here. He needs to change the attitude. He needs to change the shape.
That's down to him, though, the attitude that they go out on the pitch with. So,
you think, yeah.
You know, he's the one who gets them riled up before the game. Is it... It's a Monday night, the way to Palace. Palace have struggled. Palace aren't beating United in the Premier League, are they? Last 17 games or something. So, you know, that's due for a change. But have they gone out with that mentality of, oh, we'll just walk over these?
I do think that after the way we dealt with Chelsea, I think we went there thinking, fucking do these. I honestly think that we thought that. I thought we underestimated him. That was my feeling.
Oh, yeah.
He's been giving them a fair few holidays, though, hasn't he? Every time we have a Saturday to Monday break, he's given them a... If we win, he's given them a break.
Well, I think...
Last couple of times we've had that.
Yeah, I think that this stage of the season, there's nothing wrong with that. Because you don't need the fitness. You're just ticking over.
That's a good point. Sam says Palace had like 7 first-team players out. Don't think it was that many in total by the end of it, but there was Stump coming back from injuries in first time in that game.
No, they had a lot of people out.
They did have a lot out. They had a hell of a lot out.
Yeah, what was that? We can get 80 points if we do that. Think we can.
That's probably going to mean winning every game, isn't it? And that's not
what are we on, 59? Oh no, 62,
so 9 games.
So 27 points available, so that's 89 points. That's not bad.
It's title winning most seasons.
Well, we've got City, we've got Liverpool obviously this weekend,
Arsenal
at home. What have we got?
They need to be looking over the shoulder at Burnley.
Then who else have we got?
Off the top of my head, I don't know.
We've got West Brom at home.
They're fucked, aren't they? 3-5-2, says Dr. Jabir. For me, we need the extra defender to sweep up. I do like 3-5-2 at the moment. We haven't got enough centre-halves. Good centre-halves fit to play 3-5-2, I don't think.
He needs to play. He's going to play 4-3-3 again.
I don't know, you know. I think he might be able to 4-2-2. I think there's a real chance of that. Give us your start 11 now. What do you reckon? Obviously, in that.
Oh yeah, goes without saying. Don't know.
How good is he at the
moment? I don't know. I don't understand why. I mean, I don't know whether he's doing it just to boost his confidence, just to so he goes out thinking, yeah, the manager really believes in me. But he gave Smalling man of the match on Monday. That.
I thought there was times where he dealt well with the physical presence of their two centre forwards, but there's so much that he does either on the ball or positioning that makes you just want to nut a wall.
Like, Lindelof is similar. Similar to Johnny Evans in all aspects in terms of
still a little bit to learn.
Yeah, on the, you know, he's got good coming out on the ball. He's confident on the ball and he's calm presence there. But our strength wise, he's getting overpowered by Benteke will do it to most centre forwards. But I always remember like Johnny Evans when we got beat off West Ham in the Carling Cup and it was 4-0 and Johnny Evans got battered off Carlton Cole everywhere. Yeah. And yeah, I think Lindelof's in the same mould with that. I think he's done really well recently. Like, I think he's been worthy of his place, but you can't have Baye sitting on the bench.
No.
No chance.
If he's been rested for this game,
and you can't
I'll take that as a gamble.
You can't have Small. I don't think you can have Smalling and Baye together. I think that's...
But I do think that's what he's going to play this weekend, and I wouldn't, but I do think that's what he will do.
But then he's going
to... So what's your back for?
It's going to be Valencia, isn't it?
Yeah, there's no other option.
Smalling's a shoo-in.
What do you want to see?
Give up. No, I'm going to... What do I want to see? I don't know. I just want to see commitment, and I want to see switched on players who fucking know what job they've got to do.
A lot, doesn't it?
And well, yeah, people who professionally get paid to fucking do that anyway.
Oh my fucking god! I just don't want to see Ashley Young.
Is Rojo fit?
No, him and Jones are out. I think
both aren't. Well, it's gonna have to be. It's gonna be Mike.
Please be Shaw.
And then he's not gonna play Shaw, is he? He's gonna play Ashley Young.
But I don't even want to go if he's gonna
against
play
Salah.
I don't even want to fucking go. Do you see how tore up he was getting by fucking Victor Moses?
Yeah.
See how tore up he got by Andros Townsend. Yeah. Oh. Do you want an advert? You'll never be a fisherman.
Why is Luke
that's what happens when you play Jones fucking
looks so big.
He likes
did he get snowed in?
I don't know. He likes the pizza review, doesn't he, old Luke Shaw hair lad? I don't give a fuck. I'd rather have an unfit Luke Shaw than a fully fit fucking Chris Smalling and Ashley Young, to be fair. Jesus Christ. Salah is going to... He's going to slap him with his nuts is what
like,
he's going to do.
The amount of improvements that we've done like still does not inspire any... How have we kept... It's
errors.
How
the
we,
errors in that back line.
There's only one
errors,
reason why
Smalling,
we've kept
errors,
50
young,
clean sheets.
Errors, yeah. Because David De Gea is Superman.
Yeah.
The saves he pulls out, they're not... Like, I was saying to my dad the other day, I remember Schmeichel doing like two of them a year. And being like, wow, this guy's amazing. Smollett, fucking De Gea's doing them like three times a month.
Yeah.
It seems like every game's got a wonder save at least in it. And he's just, oh, he's
Schmeichel with a one-on-one, you would back Schmeichel every time. Yeah. De Gea one-on-one.
Not so much.
No.
Schmeichel also started counter-attacks with a throw over the halfway line.
De Gea's kicking recently has been a bit off.
He finds Lukaku well, but then there's no one around Lukaku, and Lukaku wins the header and heads it to
normally,
the centre half.
Normally, bang on, but it's been a bit off. But yeah, I would like to see him a bit more commanding. That would be my only criticism of De Gea.
I think that's fair. His shot stopping. Oh. I don't think I've seen anything like it.
His reactions. Yeah.
Cat-like. I think someone worked out the header the other week. Was it a severe one?
Yeah,
they worked out It was so quick that he's not even thought about what's happening with that. He's just moved his...
Well, you don't, do you? It's just reaction instinct. So that's why they have like... Well, I don't know what they have now to do it, but if you go to Olympic Gym, they had all the old United stuff because obviously Mick was there.
Oh, yeah, through Mick, yeah.
And they've got the... It's basically it's a board with like the LEDs.
It's everywhere now. But he invented it, didn't he? I think he invented it or developed it or something.
But yeah, or an early adopter. Most definitely. And it's like, that's to test your reaction time. He said Paul Scholes was the best at that.
No. Paul Scholes was the best at the perception one. He showed me that. Ah, okay. So he's got, it's called a lab in it, one that's just off the roundabouts in Aston.
Yeah, yeah.
So you put on 3D goggles, you've got a 3D telly. So you have like eight balls in like a 3D space. It's like a 3D box on the telly in front of you. And they'll all flash up with the numbers. So there'll be like eight balls or something in there. And then the balls all move around. And he'll go, right, where was ball 3, 6, and
one?
5?
I thought it was the speed one. Like
no, Paul Scholes wasn't good
the reactionary
at speed.
One.
No, it was the vision on Scholes. Right. And he goes, Scholes was like so fucking far ahead of everybody else, it wasn't even funny. And he goes, the next person up to him was Jisung Park. He goes, he was fucking bang on at it as well. Just this depth perception of like what had moved. And he said, this is really good for footballers because you can see and track eight people at the same time and know where they are. So when the ball comes to you, you go, fucking have that. Madness. Mm. Fascinating.
But yeah, the shit that they have, obviously, behind the scenes that goes into making you a top-class athlete, apart from fucking Clem Buterol in the meat, allegedly. Or fucking shitting your inhaler, allegedly.
I don't mind having a bit of Clem. I don't think... not sure that Canelo needs it, like... He's fucking shred city. I wouldn't mind Rojo if he was fit, just for the crazy factor in a derby like this.
I think it's going to be like, I've not really seen Sky build it up as much as what it has been in previous.
No, I've done a lot of shit today. I did like four videos today with Redmen and stuff and Sporth. And you're like, we did the Flame Wars thing. And you can't really, I'm a Liverpool on like, what have you ever done? You're a small club, because they're not. And then their reply to you at the moment is, you're becoming us. And you're like, fuck off. Oh, yeah, we might be. It was like two bald guys fighting over an hairdryer.
What, we're becoming them and what in terms of talking about history?
Yeah, like, you've not done fuck all in years. And the way he was framing it, he was like, I can see what you're becoming because I saw it with us. And you're like, there's not much comeback in that. So anyway, Anfield's a fucking dump.
You say that, but we still won more trophies. This is like our bad.
Yeah.
And we're
still winning trophies.
Yeah, we're still winning trophies. So
whatever. So starting 11, I want to see is...
Still on that.
Yeah, because you just fucking went around the houses with it, so I'll give you mine. Obviously, Big David net. It's going to be Valencia. I want to see Luke Shaw, and I would love to see Bay and Lindelof if... Because here's the thing, right? Lindelof's not going to get bullied physically by any of that forward three. Because they're just quick and they play it on the floor. So I think it might be a good game to trial him with. But I do think he will play Smalling. But I would like to have seen Lindelof in this game alongside Bay. But the fact that neither of them two are really match fit or getting that much minutes, that's why I just think Smalling's going to play.
Yeah, Smalling's playing.
And in front of them, Carrick, just for the composure and a bit of leadership.
Is this what you want to see?
Yeah, this is what I want to see.
It's not realistic, though, is it?
He might bring Carrick in for this. What made me think of real Carrick is the last game he played, I can't remember what it was. He was fucking class. And I was watching last year's game at home, and Carrick was fucking immense. Alongside Matic as two sixes. They're looking for the inside underlap from Salah and Mane. Double up with the fullbacks a little bit. Pogba and Sanchez, Rashford and Lukaku and the triple two. And the reason for Rashford is they're just purely to put pressure on their centre-half. Liverpool hold possession in the back four, and then they look for like channel balls and to sort of isolate a fullback and stuff. And I think that...
Did he do well when he played like as a front two, initially? Yeah. Do you know what I mean?
Most teams now deal with a single striker, either a 4-3-3 or a 4-5-1 or somewhat along those lines, you know, 4-2-3-1. They're not really dealing with a pair of strikers, so I think it's becoming the antithesis a little bit, that you've now got, oh shit, we've got to deal with two strikers. That clips the wings of the fullbacks a little bit.
Does it though?
I think so.
Because you don't have no one to go back with that. Because if you've got two strikers and one fullback goes, what happens? Because Lukaku's never going to really chase back that much.
No, it's not about the chase back. That's why Rashford would play. He put pressure on the centre-half because they love passing it between their centre-halves and back four.
No, I can't see it. I could see him playing like... Mata does a lot of good work defensively now.
He's not quick. This is a quick side.
Robertson's not that quick.
He doesn't deserve to be dropped, Mata. But he's just not flavour of the month with a new shiny Sanchez. That's the problem. Yeah, while he's trying to fit Sanchez in.
Yeah, but Sanchez could do with a bit of time out. He's started every game. Yeah. That's Lukaku's virtually started every game.
There might be contractual fucking things that they have to do. You fucking know what this place is like, innit?
Josie always played Drogba though, didn't he, as well? Mm. He'd always play that.
He always loves a core. Yeah. And then he rotates a couple of players. Like, you can almost call his sub standing in a friend. You're like, oh, this is going to be blah, blah, blah. He always takes 60
minutes.
Number.
60, 65 minutes.
Lingard.
Yeah.
On or Martial. Off. Yeah. He's on the same every fucking time. Joe's saying, how would I feel about City winning the league by beating us? They're going to win the league anyway. They beat us at some point. It doesn't really matter if they win it by beating us.
Is it written rule now? Do you have to give a guard of honour?
No, but I imagine Sky Sports would love it if we didn't, so they could talk about us being, Jose being bitter and this, that and the other.
I would refuse point blank. Don't see why you have to do that. Just a mark of respect, is it?
Yeah, fuck them. So you had a couple of things that you wanted to talk about. Player of the Year.
Well, it's not just necessarily United Player of the Year, just for Player of the Year in general as well.
So what do you guys think? United Player of the Year? It's fucking Dave again, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, although it's been patches, Lukaku's had a really good first season.
He's going to score 30 goals and people will still tell you to your face that he's a donkey, which is ludicrous.
Well, his first touch is bad.
He's got size 14 feet, give him a chance.
But he's, you know, I think he's come on leaps and bounds. He's only going to get better.
In the quarterfinals of the Champions League. When's the draw for that? Is it Friday? Next Friday?
Yeah, because it's still quarters next week, isn't it? Or is it? No, it's still second round.
Well, yeah, we're next
week. Oh, yeah, anyway, next week, yeah.
Oh. Getting Liverpool or City would be onking juicy.
Oh, you know there's going to be an England... Well, you see that, though. Spurs are out now.
Yeah.
You would have thought they would have gone through. Chelsea, they're not coming through.
Who did they get? Barcelona.
They drew 1-1. No, it's
can you imagine they do? How shit they've been.
Oh. But yeah, I don't know. Like, I was thinking more Player of the Year in general. Like, because it's about this time now when they start putting the votes in, don't they?
Yeah, which is madness. Well, yeah. You can do it digitally. Why? You can do it in the afternoon.
Yeah.
Why do we have to start doing it?
Wait
now?
Until they're like the prizes are given
fucking
out.
Fucking David Ginola won it in the 1999 when United won a treble. What the fuck?
I think it's probably going to be Salah or De Bruyne, isn't it? But I would say Salah should walk away with it. The amount that he scored.
It might be De Bruyne. I don't think you could have an arse on about either of them, to be honest. I think that would be both. One would probably end up getting football writers, one would get the other probably.
And then Young Player of the Year.
Well, Young Player is bollocks. It's up to 24, so it might be De Bruyne. I don't know how old he is.
I don't know. 25? Salah, well, maybe 24.
Fucking Gareth Bale won it when he had like 200 games under his belt. You're like, he should be a rookie, almost.
Yeah, it should be less than 100 games.
100 games, 100 games. That's the fucking...
But I don't know who would
really... Jesse Lingard.
He has been like a standout young player this year.
Well, Sessegnon's going to walk away with a championship one.
We might. Well, yeah. But like in the Premier League, as a standout, Harry Maguire maybe, but he's not probably sexy enough name.
Don't know how old he is either.
He's online.
He's young. He's not mega.
Maybe
young
22 or something.
I don't know, actually. Young player of the year is an interesting one.
If you go through like Arsenal, they never.
Sané maybe.
Sané. Yeah, he's like 20, isn't he? 21.
I think it'd be
Leroy Sané.
I think it'd be Sané. What do you lot reckon? Young player of the year, Sané. Not really think of anybody else. No one at our place is going
to. You look at it. No one's really had that season where you think, oh yeah, they're definitely in contention.
Ollie says, have we seen Britain's Forgotten Man? No. Can you please send me a link to that, either on Twitter or somewhere that's not going to disappear like this does? Britain's Forgotten Man is about homeless people in Manchester. Yeah, I wouldn't mind watching that. At least we've got a new gaff to do the 24-hour one.
Oh, yeah.
Hopefully, I mean, that gives us a good goal, like, you know, 7 or 8 months or whatever it is to get to October to, you know, get a fucking sofa in that side. Because at the moment, the focus is get the studio side soundproof so we can shoot in there and then start building the set and stuff. The office side obviously just needs to be functional at the moment. But, you know, ultimately that's where we want we did speak actually last week about you can buy a pizza maker that's like a George Foreman grill just for pizzas. Yeah. I can't imagine it gets hot enough to do a proper good pizza in there though.
Mm.
I can't imagine it gets to 300-400 degrees.
Don't need to get that high.
That's how high the thingy ones are.
What?
The 400 degrees, the conveyor belt ones.
No, they weren't.
Yeah, they are.
No, they're not.
Yeah, they are.
I used to turn the fuckers on.
Yeah, but they're not 200 degrees.
Yeah.
Fahrenheit.
Yeah, 220 max. Not, they're not higher than that.
Sure they are.
No, they're not. I put my hand in them. They're not 400 degrees. That'd be ridiculously hot.
I'm sure they're 400 degrees. I'm going to fucking Google it.
Oh, yeah, shit. Renato Sanchez. First play of the season. Is he still at Swansea? Nick Pope. Yeah, he's.
Boom! Preheats of between 400 and 500 degrees Fahrenheit.
No, that's on a stone on a lower oven rack.
Alright, let's Google. How hot should pizza be?
Yeah, how. Oh.
+250 to +600 degrees C, +450 to +500 degrees Fahrenheit. I mean, it's 400 degrees F. That's what I was talking about. worst player of the season has to be Renato Sanchez. Absolutely. Burnley's Nick Pope. Glenn Hoddle last night. He's headed it too well with.
Who's offside?
They literally was dying for them to. So yeah, it is 400. Yeah, it's 200 degrees Celsius. It is 400. That's why it only takes like 6 minutes for them to do. Ashley Williams, worst player I've seen this season. I wanted him at United.
I wanted him. Yeah, I know. Yeah, fucking hell. Did you see him on Saturday? He got sent off.
He slowed down like fuck, though. And I think that's a problem. I think he just wasn't. He was a bit more of a speed merchant than I thought he was. But he was absolutely sick at one point. He's still better than Smalling, though.
Nah.
I think he is. So go on. And you had also players who had promise, and where are they now?
Yeah, because I think it's awesome out of a.
Bentley's one of the top ones for that, isn't he? Like, what the fuck happened there?
Well, no, Bentley, he was on that the podcast of...
Oh, he was on the Magic Sponge.
Yeah, and he's got, like, nightclubs and shit now, and, you know, he's doing all right. He's not arsed. I think he just fell out of love with the game.
I think he wasn't arsed in the first place, to be honest, by the sounds.
No, I think he was, to a certain extent, and then, but, you know, it kind of was...
Did he play in the Arsenal Invincible season?
No, I don't think so.
I think he did,
I remember he was saying this story about he just fucking sat in... Vieira's seat or something. And he's like,
yeah, he didn't have a seat on the bus.
Oh no, he's like in the canteen or the dining room or whatever. And he's like, yeah, he fucking just for about for weeks or something. He was just giving him shit, or he was just fucking nailing him in tackle like Vieira was.
How about relax?
Because he was sat in his chair, like, and he's like, "Oh, fucking move somewhere else, will you?" But like, I think you give him lip back because he's obviously
he's a belling, isn't he? He's absolutely a belling.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I was thinking, oh, dude, I seen something where, well, two things. I saw where obviously the show.
Wait, hang on. Sammy says Gerard and Owen said Mo Salah's the greatest African player to ever play in the Prem. Are we forgetting that. George fucking Weah
in the Prem?
Yeah, no, he might not have been at his peak in the Prem.
What, City?
He was at City and Chelsea, wasn't he? But that's the greatest player that's ever played in the fucking Prem.
No, I think
George Weah, mate, Ballon d'Or winner.
Yeah, but I think they're returning in context of what he's done for whilst in the Premier League. But you can't look past Didier Drogba.
Yeah,
you can't.
Or Mahrez. Mahrez had a fucking cracking
Yeah, but you can't say. Well, Mahrez was inspirational when they won the league, but you can't go past Drogba. He fucking, the amount of goals he scored, important goals as well, the trophies that he won. Yeah. He won everything, didn't he, with Chelsea?
Well, Drogba, yeah.
Europa and Champions League.
And he's called a fucking legend and has got nowhere near the fucking scoring record of Lukaku.
No. Well, yeah.
Didier fucking Drogba.
Because I was thinking of that. Adele
Taranto. Makeda, Januzaj, Cleverley, Ravel Morrison.
Well, I don't mean
just United, obviously. Yeah,
I don't think of them, but it's like.
Oh yeah, fucking yeah. Remember when
Adele Taranto, and he was like, skills on the ball were mint, and I thought, oh, where's he now? And like, I googled it. He went to Benfica, didn't really get a game in Benfica. Then went to Benfica B, and then I think now he's on road. Now he's on loan at some fucking mid-table Italian side, I think.
So, like, I saw something the other day that was. The next generation, I think it was Football Daily put out one of them slideshow posts. And it was the next generation. There's 10 world-class kids of world-class players or something. So it was like Kluivert's son, Schmeichel's son, some obvious ones. Then it has Enzo Zidane. I'm like, wait a minute. So I had to fucking Google where he is. He's playing in an actual pub league, I think, at the moment. I think he's in Switzerland, the Swiss Premier League or some shit like that. You're like, hang on. This is a kid that had Real Madrid upbringing because of who his old man was.
Yeah, but he's played in the Real Madrid first team.
Yeah, because his fucking dad was the manager at the time.
Still is.
And he's fucked him off. So how shit have you got to be to get fucked off to the Swiss league from Real Madrid?
You got to be decent. Remember like, that thingy as well, that Odegaard?
Yeah. That, someone mentioned Odegaard a second ago. Where is he now, actually?
I don't know. He's on loan, isn't he?
And,
did he sign for Real Madrid?
Yeah, at 15.
Oh, yeah.
So he's playing first team football at 15. And then when I saw there was a load of clubs interested in him, I think Ajax might have been one of them. And I was like, that's where you want to go. Somewhere in like a B-level league where you can probably get game time. And when I saw he signed for Real Madrid, I was like, oh, you're never going to hear from that fucker again, are you? Like, why the hell are you doing that?
Played a few games against Ancelotti's will, I think, at the time. And then,
should we Google him, see where he is?
Yeah. But who else was I just going to say then? Fuck.
Freddie Adu. Do you reckon we could get him on a podcast?
Oh, mate, he'd
if we've got like a spare fiver.
I was going to say, he'd do anything for 20 quid, that cunt. Do you know what I mean? Shit, who was the other one I was going to say?
Martin Odegaard is 19 years of age. He's played one game for Real Madrid's first team.
Well, that's on there, but if you go on stats, he would have played.
Yeah,
played that's league games then.
Yeah, so in the cup. Nope, played one.
No, he's played two.
Oh, yeah, one each season. One, 2 years.
One in
apart.
His first season. When it 2014, so that's like three years ago.
So it could have been 4 years ago. It could have been 4 years ago.
Yeah, so he was like 15. No,
he'd have been
16. So where's he now?
Heerenveen on loan, but he's playing regular. Is he playing well? Let's have a look. What who scored? Say.
I don't like it, but what's to say? Fuck. Who? There was someone else I was going to say then. Before after Odegaard.
Yeah, he's got a decent rating now. Who scored? That's a solid rating. He's playing forward right winger.
I mean, that's where you want to learn your trade, in that sort of Dutch league where it's decent.
Yeah, it's a good technical league. It's good speed. Mm. Yo, fucking mental fans.
Adam Johnson. Where's he?
What happened to him? Apparently, meat producers in Mexico and China use clenbuterol in their cattle to beef them up. The NFL's people who won by that. Yeah. Yes, but there's like a fucking this much in a herd that you're gonna find, and they found like 60 times what someone in cycling gets banned for.
And apparently the boxing commissioner went, like, that's cool.
Oh, cycling is so fucking bent, isn't it? Have you seen Bradley Wiggins is coming out and saying this, that, and the other now? Yeah, is it within the rules he's cheating or some shit?
Yeah, it's not within the ethics, but it was within the rules. What?
I haven't done enough research on it.
No. I know he's come out to deny it, like, but...
Of course he has.
It's... is it within an inhaler?
It's such a bent sport.
But that, it's mad, like, how much of a competitive edge, like, this one tiny little thing done. But they apparently... Well, I've not read... Again, not
read it. Have you seen Icarus yet? Won an Oscar, you know?
No, yeah, it's still on my list.
What?
It's on my list.
Phone in sick tomorrow and watch it twice.
No. Well... I dialed it in last Tuesday. So.
Allegedly. Don't tell me your bosses won't watch this shit.
Nah, to be fair, yeah, I thought that was wrong. But I didn't have no childcare, allegedly. But it was snowing like fuck.
It was snowing like fuck.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, well, man. I saw everyone saying it was snowing like mad this morning. I was like, oh, yeah, fuck, it's going to be deep here.
Liverpool. Nothing, not a thing. Basically, it's missed the whole of Manchester because it's in Liverpool and it's on... Yorkshire way.
Oh, weird.
Yeah. So it was snowing at about 11 o'clock. You would know if you got out of your house. But yeah.
I've been out all fucking day today. Goats never reached his early hype.
He's been injured a lot, though, and he had that. He had a real severe issue.
Yeah. Right. So as we said earlier on the Patreon, did we see if anyone's joined us? So we're still on 111? 110? Still on 110. So with a Patreon, basically you get early access to the warm downs. You're going to get some behind the scenes videos. No one tell me.
Yeah, it's there. That's what I say. What the fuck was that? Yeah, what did you assume? That's that.
You get early access to the warm downs. You get behind the scenes videos. There's occasional random little lives. There's going to be all sorts of stuff happen as we start doing. More and more content in there. There's Patreon only videos that you get this week at United, where if I have any little inside info, I will drop it in that video. There's a private Facebook group. There's a dual incentive to get to the 150. The link is in the description below. If you just have a look, if you're interested, sound. If you're not, sound. But there's a dual incentive because as soon as we hit that 150, we're doing a poker night, which is going to be a messy affair, should we say. No holds barred. All your favourite YouTubers that you know from around here, and Ben, who may be a YouTuber one day, maybe. We'll see.
Technically, I'm on YouTube now.
True. And we're going to play poker. And we're going to talk utter shit. And we're going to have a good fucking night.
I'm going to go all in after, like, and free me. Get bored.
See you in a bit. Stay DD, like, fuck it. We'll have pizza, obviously. And we'll have a fucking good night. And it'll just we'll hopefully make it a monthly thing. But you get that. And no, it's not going on YouTube. You ain't seeing that anywhere else unless you're a member of the Patreon group. So that's one of the things you're going to get. There's also going to be more and more stuff that goes just on there. Because those are the guys that are really supporting us. So they're going to get all the juicy shit first. The likes of the podcast and that's always going to stay on YouTube and stuff. But the people that are helping support us on Patreon, they get it. Ben, you need to be more on FTD after the game, says Pushkar. Yeah, not wrong, no. You know. Yeah, press the intro. I don't know how I managed to do that, you know. Oh, it ran the 8-bit gaming thing. Oh, yeah, I know what happened. It was that button right there. Have I been to any youth games recently? No, it's fucking doing me head in. I was meant to go to the Wolves game on Saturday, but the snow fucked it and they've rearranged it to next Tuesday when we're playing Sevilla. Like, why not make it a Wednesday or this Tuesday? What the fucking hell's the point of that? Do I reckon the FTD can do a collab with the United channel now? I don't know. Maybe. Still want to watch the 24-hour podcast to see what shit you come up with. Oh, I will still want to watch your 24-hour podcast, see what shit you come up with. What do you mean? Legendary 6-8, you have to explain a little bit what you mean. I don't get what you mean. Do you get what he means? Or just mean the sort of shit
he still wants to watch.
Oh, I still want to watch your... All right, okay. We can't get it up. It won't process. I spoke to YouTube customer services, and they said they only cache... Was it 8 hours or something?
12.
12 hours that they only cache, And they said, if you're going to do a 24-hour podcast, they suggest you actually do it in three. So you do it in three chunks of eight. So you end up going up as three videos. Oh, and you're like, fucking hell. But that's obviously we'll be doing that again this year, and that will be in our new gaff. But hopefully it'll be all kitted out with everything that we need. You will have all the food on tap. We're in a fucking belting location for that, and guests to come and visit us throughout that time. We just hope we've got a fucking sofa and shit in there ready to rock for, by that time.
Have you seen that Altered Carbon?
Altered Carbon. No, that keeps getting recommended on Netflix for me. I haven't really had time to.
That's off really well.
Do you know what I've been watching on Netflix recently? Maron.
Who?
Maron. So Mark Maron is a stand-up comedian, and he's got a really successful podcast, and he's got a Netflix show. I think it's three seasons of it, and it's obviously a written, not your fiction show, comedy.
Mm.
But it takes like clips from his podcast, which I think. They feel staged because they're so well shot. It doesn't feel like this is documentary style footage. It feels like, you know, sitcom style footage of people he's actually had on his podcast. So I don't know if he gets them in, films like this 5 minute, because it is literally a tiny clip from a podcast, which could be made up because of the shit they're talking about and how horrible his guests are to him. And then he goes off and does his life and, you know, and gets into all mad little mishaps. It's fucking hilarious. And they're only like quick little 20-minute shows as well, so you can blast through.
Like them bite-sized chunks.
Yeah,
I've been watching Revenant, and then you know the one, the Oscar vote. It's coming Netflix, isn't it? Man, that shit's well long.
Good film though.
Yeah, but I've like watched an hour. There's still an hour and 50 to go or something. Like fuck me. So I'm kind of like going to go back to that. I started watching the Marlon Wayans stand-up, Woke-ish. That's pretty funny.
Is it?
Yeah, because he's like...
Did you watch...
Dave Chappelle.
He's got four on there now. Yeah, they're fucking mint.
Paid, yeah. No, I've not seen the Chris Rock tambourine.
No, the Chris Rock one is sad.
Is it? It's
4K, and it's super HD 4K.
And he's bare old.
And that's all I'm looking at. I'm just going, oh, he looks old.
Yeah, but Marlon Wayans is like 45, but he don't look like 45.
He looks like 19 a day.
Have you seen that Dirty Money one, the documentaries?
I started watching it, but it was a bit shitly made. I was watching the Juventus one, the fucking American narrator. He made me turn it off.
Well, I'd not watched that,
wanker.
But the Dirty Money one, if you watch the HSBC
I did watch that one.
That's fucked. I just started watching the Payday Loans one thing in America. That's some fucked up shit.
That the ones where they're charging like 55,000% interest.
Weird, it's like they was lending like $500, but if you didn't pay your loan back in full, then they charge you. They take like money out, $75 it was taking out each payday, and you're thinking you're paying it off, but because you're not repaying your loan in full, it's a service fee to rebroke your loan.
What, so £75 a month? Is the service fee?
Yeah, basically, because you're not paying your loan off in full at that point, so it's a service charge. And it's like hidden, like, all of... Yeah, basically, I think the guy gets fucked for it, the one who... And they was hiding behind Indian tribes, because Indian tribes were, like, the face of it. They was getting money off the back of it.
There's a lot of fucked up laws, isn't there, that reservations...
Yeah, they can't get prosecuted under state law.
Because they'd say, we're our own shit.
Yeah, because of the thing, but they can only get prosecuted under federal law if it ever got to that. But it's like, well, it's a bit.
Why did they never do that with selling weed legally?
What?
To say Indians can just grow it because it grows naturally here or some shit. That would have been a good loophole, you would have thought, on the face of it, wouldn't you? I'm sure someone can tell us why that never happened. But, you know, because casinos, that was where they sort of casinos go everywhere because of the Indian reservation.
Yeah.
Cage fighting had to happen on Indian reservations at first before they started sanctioning it. So you think, why would they never fucking like go a bit
selling drugs?
Because obviously it's recreationally illegal now in LA, isn't it?
Oh, a lot of places it's recreationally illegal.
Well, yeah, several places, but yeah, like recreational. So all you need is just ID. Like,
just
over 21 or something. Yeah.
Well, that bud's expensive when you get it over here. Fat Boy buys it.
What, gets it over here?
Yeah, that medicinal weed.
Is it?
Yeah.
And it sounds Fat Boy.
It's dear though. For like, it's like £130 for like, I think it's about 3 gram.
Fucking hell.
Three, four.
Not get all the fucking gram. Like the popcorn and the gummy bears and stuff.
You used to get 20 bags for like weighing that back in the day. But that's like, yeah.
I've seen Black Panther yet. No, I haven't actually.
I wouldn't mind watching it. It's can't be arse watching films though, it's just too long.
I do like watching a film. I haven't got my unlimited card no more. That was mint when I had that. I had it that long that I ended up getting like sick discounts on
stuff. I get free cinema tickets every week, don't even use them.
Are there only two levels of pledge on the Patreon now? There's no, there should only be one, actually. Just a $5 one. So all the prints will be boxed off. I know I'm late on them. I do apologise for being late on them. I'm hoping by the end of this month, I box off everyone who's outstanding on the prints. Yeah, it should be by the end. Just this fucking move is just kicking my dick in the dirt, especially with how busy we are. What do I make of the Oscars? I don't really give a fuck about the Oscars, to be honest. I thought I was happy for Fogel getting one with Icarus. Because, you know, that was proper documentary shit, that.
Why did Kobe Bryant get an Oscar?
I don't know.
Anyone tell me?
Nope. Jordan said, this is reminding me of Joey Diaz throwing his 200 milligram edibles down the hatchet like they're nothing. That's what I wouldn't mind having a go at. I just want to try the gummy bears or the Stars of Death. If anyone can get them to me, inbox me. Who's been good in the 18s? I haven't managed to get to that many live games. I've watched virtually all the games. Nishan Burkhart smashed it. He was on 9 goals, 9 assists in like 16 games or something like that. Phenomenal. Really found his feet after being, you know, a bit indifferent last year. It's fucking deadly this year. Greenwood was the one. If you watched a lot of the youth reviews last year where I go, there's a lad in the 16s that's fucking... Oh, he's 15s, actually, last year. He's in the 16s now, but actually he's playing in the... He's playing in the under-18s. He's still only 16. He's now got 10 goals. And I don't think he's played 10 games yet. Let me just have a fucking gander. What?
I was just showing on one of the comments under the Black Panther.
Which one? Point? Crazy Cat says, if we join a Patreon, does it take... I don't take it, Patreon takes it. I think it charges you the day you join and then the first of the month, I think. Went to see Black Panther last week, but they wanted to charge me £4 for a pack of wine gums. It's insane. Hang on, the bag, because they are dear, or the tube, because the tube, you need to flip tables.
It'd be a bag, innit? Buy a bag. I don't pay for cinema. I went to go and watch that film. Well, again, free. So, me and Jasmine went. I took her. I said, "What do you want to watch a film? Do you want to go to cinema with Daddy?" She's like, "Yeah, yeah." So I was showing her two trailers, and there's that Coco one from DreamWorks. So I want to watch Coco. I want to watch Coco. All right, sweet. Go there. Let's see, tickets didn't cost nothing. So I got sweets. Cost me like £8 for just for sweets, because obviously get all the heavy ones. And then sat down, watched it. Watched a bit of trailers. Watched it for 15 minutes. Daddy, I want to go now. I was like, are you sure? Yeah, I don't like it. So I was like, come on then. So we're happy I not paid like £20 for the ticket.
Fucking hell. Greenwood's on 10 in 10. And he's an under 16.
Nice.
And he's not even played as a striker. He plays as a 10 or a winger. Fucking.
Be getting moved up.
He's absolutely magic. And he's a big boy and all. So I think he's going to grow into a right unit. Yeah, he's absolutely flying. Barlow's got 6 goals, 5 assists. Bars has done all right. Pujmal's, he's played 8 now. He's got a couple of goals and a couple of assists. That Ramazani looks decent as well. 6
and 6,
isn't it? It's not bad from a number 8, is it?
6 and 5. 5 and 6.
Where is he? Yeah, and 1 assist. So 6 goals come out of him in 6 games. You should see the BeIN Sports Arabic. They're the most anti-United channel in the world. Really?
BeIN Sports.
Bring your own shit to the cinema. You need to hide it well. Actually, someone said, you're all right bringing your shit in the cinema. They're not asked.
Yeah, I think I've...
That's a myth, apparently. It's like one of them things that you get told.
Yeah, you fucking stash everything in your pockets, get a long coat on.
Got a big bubble coat and it's like August. Like, what are you doing, you prick? But apparently, yeah, you can just walk in with your own shit. I don't know if you can bring beer. I think beer's the line. Can't bring beer in, but yeah, you can just walk in with your own shit.
Buy a bag from Tesco. No, fuck that. You look like fucking Norris then.
Who's going to be the next to break into the team? Roshan and Chong, I assume. Chong looked ridiculous these last few weeks. He does look
right
ridiculous.
Right wing as well, where we crying out.
Short. I wonder if Jose...
They're training with the first team, aren't they?
Yeah, there's a lot of them training with the first team.
So, you can see it. He's obviously not going to put him in at any point soon, but you would like to think towards the back end of the season, league games.
Yeah, if we're secure in second, 4 or 5 point cushion between the next place, what have you got to fucking lose?
Yeah, he would.
Stat pad your record, Jose, with how many debuts you've given out. I don't care, get it done. Mm. So yeah, that was that. I guess it's pizza review time.
All right, I'm going to be hungry now.
Yeah, I am, mate. I'm on about 1,100 fucking calories a day.
Fuck that, mate. Eat whatever.
Oh, it's on that page. Where's me? That's me there, isn't it? Nope, not that one. Nope. Where have I gone? I've come off my own Twitter.
You just done that?
Where am I? Right, let's get my Twitter up. There we go. Alrighty then.
Oh, what the fuck was that pizza before?
That's what we're starting with, mate. Don't you worry.
What the fuck is that?
Right, let me just get to it. Right, here we go.
That looks like someone's vomited on a fucking pizza.
Right, so this is from Tobias Sogard. I'm going to assume that this isn't his.
I want to know what the fuck's that in that tub as well.
Looks like onion. Or it could be cabbage.
Something raw.
What the hell is this, son?
Who said that? That was a good idea. Banana.
Look how oily it is.
I know, it looks... It does look like something you've vomited up.
I actually feel a little bit sick looking at it, if I'm being honest.
I'd maybe try a bite just to get the taste of
it. Oh, no, I actually feel sick looking at it. Yeah, that might. We've had some mental shit on here, but that might take the biscuit. That's...
I mean, that someone's made that. Someone's actually gone to the trouble to make that. He's not made it himself because it's in a pizza box.
Yeah, and you can see that it's...
So, one, why the fuck is it not in a normal shape?
Yeah, it's a bit of a square, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's two, all like, leaked on this end.
Yeah, two... Why is the fucking banana just like in a fucked up position?
This is the worst pizza we've ever seen on here. And we've had some mad
shit. Looks like it's a sliding everywhere.
Oh. Please tell me that you just Google image searched that and didn't, like, find it. Right, we've got Greg here. This is a chicken with pineapple on a cracker thin crust.
Right, you're going for the pineapple.
Sake.
Chicken and pineapple, man.
Fucking pineapple. What are we having here now today?
Do you ever have mango in your salad?
No.
Try that, it's nice.
Janine likes apple.
No.
People are angry in the comments about that piece.
That pizza is fucking rank.
This looks
that
nice.
That looks nice. Homemade looks as well, nice. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, love of bit
I'm
of
enjoying how many homemades we get on it, yeah. You know.
Onions,
peppers, olives, cherry tomatoes.
I presume he's a he, sorry. But he's made that himself. And look at the shape compared to that other one.
Yeah.
That whoever's fucking charged my guy for that. Seeing you coming.
Fucking hell. That looks nice.
Yeah, that does look nice. I could eat that right now.
Opinions. That could be homemade, actually.
It's not a homemade supermarket one. Yeah, it looks that's a bit topping heavy, one. Doesn't it?
So that's Grim Ghost Opinions.
The problem is when you do...
That might be an Asda one.
When you do a lot of toppings, it's difficult to get the consistency in the middle to get it cooked right. I would say.
I'm going to say that's a supermarket one, if I had to guess.
That looks nice.
Not homemade like the last time. Still good, though. Just ham and cheese. I can roll with that. I can fuck with that. That looks nice, that. That's definitely a takeaway one. I can see by it's got a bit of an oil.
Yeah, I like the way, you know, the cheese has been cooked.
Yes, it's got a nice crispness to that, isn't it?
And look at the crust as well. Can you get in there? Zoom in a bit. Can you see the crust? No? Yeah, see that you see.
Ah, there we go. Quite a dry crust.
Yeah, but then that's for dipping, that, isn't it?
It was someone's mum.
Oh, yeah.
Mum had made one.
Tell your mum to make us one as well.
She's used cheddar. I can see that.
Is that cauliflower?
Nah, that's chicken, I think.
Oh.
But she's used cheddar. See, that's the problem. That's why you have to get mozzarella, don't you?
You have to get a mixture of mozzarella and cheddar. Yeah.
You can't have too much cheddar. Cheddar is mint. I love a good mature cheddar, but it doesn't look right on a pizza like that, does it?
Yeah, the consistency of the cooking doesn't look right.
No. This one
that looks good.
Peri peri chicken and some sauce drizzle. Beef and popcorn chicken. Oh.
What?
Beef, popcorn chicken, and peri peri chicken, and sweet corn.
And some
that sounds like Jaden's made that. That's the sort of shit. That's some sauce. Yeah. So. That looks nice, though. What's going on with the crust? It's pretty fancy crust.
Yeah, it's like, yeah, someone's made. It looks a bit more like a pie, though, that crust.
Yeah.
It does look nice.
Different. I like it. Fair play. Here we go. Brick oven, mushroom and onion pizza from 800 degrees pizza. Is that how hot it's cooked, or is that the name of the place? That looks nice, Derek.
Yeah, I mean,
mushroom
and
onion.
I can fuck with
that. Vegetarian one, I guess. That's
look at that, it's got some of them chilli little flakes on there. Whack them on. Bit parmesan. Is that all the pizzas today?
No, I've got a couple more up here, I think. Oh, maybe I haven't. Oh, yeah, maybe I have. That was it. So that was all the pizzas, yeah.
Oh, I need to get
not
a pizza.
Not many pizzas today. Hang on, we've got a couple more. Let me just...
Oh, that's that barbecue sauce all over.
I'll retweet that bad boy. Someone watching a podcast. Now, this is... I like this. More of this. And it's a Papa John's one as well. And we definitely like people tweeting them ones in.
Tag them in, it'll.
Righty. So, let's just refresh that. So, there we go. We've got Dave there with a pizza arrived.
Barbecue sauce for us.
Bacon, chicken, peppers, onion, stuffed crust.
Stuffed crust.
That's a Domino's, I'm going to say.
I don't know. The box isn't white, though, is it?
No, that's a good point, actually, yeah. Don't know where that's from. Looks all right, though.
That's the one.
There we go. Mountain Dew.
Mountain Dew.
Come at you like a spider monkey. Watching podcast live with Papa John's. Beautiful, mate. Absolutely beautiful.
What's on there, though?
Let's have a look at that, yeah.
Jalapenos.
Yeah, I see jalapenos.
That sauce. He's got two sauces doubled up on the sauce. Good man.
Feeling it. There we go.
I need a pizza, mate.
I'm going to get one for a bit. We'll finish this shit. You know, popcorn on pizza is now a thing. What, actual popcorn?
No, popcorn chicken like they do at KFC, innit? Is KFC open yet?
Yeah. That wouldn't surprise me if that wasn't a market.
You know, I've seen Errol Spence Jr. and Kel Brook having a bit of beef back on Twitter, back and forth.
Interesting. Kazzy Cat has joined Patreon. Happy days. So that puts us one closer. So yeah, the link is in the description if you are interested. We are on 111 now. We are 60% of the way to the Patreon. Like I said, another 39 people and we'll have it. And you guys come and join and get in a mix and you'll get loads of behind the scenes stuff, exclusive videos, exclusive members only group. And you'll get a bit of a chance to direct what happens with some of the stuff. Actually, popcorn. I mean, that's interesting. Oh. Crunch. I would crunch on that.
I'd fuck with that. Oh, but you won't eat pineapple?
Yeah. Me and Gordon Ramsay are tight. He started following me as well, Gordon Ramsay.
Did he?
Yeah.
Not because you like...
No idea why. And I did inbox him, say, do you want to come do a podcast? And he didn't reply. So I'm assuming that was a failed attempt, but I'll show you.
Right, you know what I mean? Got to get all up in the DMs.
Yeah, of course you do. Yeah, what's the point in?
Just on there.
Was it? Yeah. Where is it?
Don't know if you go back. Just go back on the search. You know, delete some of the. Yeah. You follow each other. A name and homes, isn't it?
Yeah. There we go. Gordon Ramsay follows you.
Tell him to make us some pizza.
He'd be belting money if we had our own pizza review. What the fuck is that? Fucking banana. He agrees with me on a pineapple side of shit as well. So, yeah. Right, I think we'll call it a day there. So go give Ben a follow on the old Twitter. Got you well over 1,000 now, I think, haven't we? Go follow Orange Ape, who makes the thumbnails, because they're banging. This is a good one, isn't it? The Breaking Bad one this time around.
Is that this? I didn't see that one, did you?
I did not send that one. No. Does a popcorn go on raw before cooked? Isn't that just going to be like them corn kernels.
Yeah, they don't.
Nah, you've got to throw it on. Probably post-cook.
I'm not really a big fan of popcorn.
It's a bit meh, isn't it?
It's a bit fucking meh, yeah.
Yeah, I think Gordon Ramsay would be fucking hilarious, actually, you know. He does follow 35K.
Yeah,
he does.
I was thinking that, yeah.
He's got 6 million followers.
6 points.
It's a good ratio still.
who's the most followed person on Twitter?
It's like Katy Perry or something.
Is it?
I think so.
How would you find out?
Probably just Google who's the most followed person on Twitter.
Yeah. I don't know why I'm that interested.
Do it. Let's find out. Let's see what the top five is. I'm going to say Kim Kardashian, Katy Perry, Taylor Swift,
Ed Sheeran.
Do you reckon?
Ed Sheeran is the highest, or the most listened to artist on Spotify in the whole world.
Interesting. Learning something new every day. And after this goes up live, let me know in the comments, should Ben do his own music podcast now we've got our own little gaff?
Katy Perry, good film. She's got nearly 109 million followers.
Mate, can you imagine what a fuck-up tweet's going to... like an accidental fucking tweet or something that's going to cause on there. Jesus Christ. Who's the top five then?
Justin Bieber.
Yeah. I was going to say Obama, actually. I didn't realise.
Barack Obama's got 100 million.
God damn!
Even though he let bear drones off. Rihanna.
Taylor Swift.
Lady Gaga. Ellen DeGeneres.
What?
YouTube.
That's a strange one.
Ronaldo.
No, I'm not top, no. Top 10, lad.
JT.
And then Twitter. Twitter's only 11th on Twitter. That's kind of mad,
Kardashian,
isn't it?
Kardashian, Britney Spears, Ariana Grande, Selena Gomez, Demi Lovato. Are people just watching these just hope they just post like nude selfies or whatever?
No.
CNN.
Idea.
Why do 54 million people follow CNN?
Gordon Ramsay and Paddy Everett on the same podcast. Oh, man.
Donald Trump. Yeah, that's just because he's trash shit. He's 20.
Do you see he said he's going to cancel some trade deal with the UK unless he gets an invite to Prince Harry's wedding?
Fucking.
Suck a dick.
LeBron James.
Fucking helmet. Right, I think we're going to wrap it up there. But if you are interested, go check out the Patreon. We've got till Thursday to get 150 on there. There'll be another video at least dropping in. There might be a shooting video very soon as well, like me and Prinny did a couple of weeks ago that I haven't edited yet. So if you're interested, go check that shit out. And if you're down for the Patreon gang, then come and join the Patreon gang.
I follow very few of these. What does that tell you?
Yeah, I don't think I follow... I follow, like, Ronaldo. That's probably...
Yeah, Ronaldo. Neymar, I don't follow Neymar either. Yeah, literally.
Probably follow that BBC World News.
No. I'll follow Eminem.
So there we go. Right.
Donald Trump, because he's
Thanks,
funny.
Everyone, for joining us. Hit the subscribe if you are new around here, and we will see you next Thursday. Let's hope for a big win against Liverpool. Get your comments in, your predictions for the game, and all that kind of shit, and we will see you in the next one. Laters.
Peace.